For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. A backhoe's roar is a sign that road and bridge repairs are well underway following the devastating floods that shook much of South Carolina just over a week ago. South Carolina Department of Transportation crews are in many affected areas repairing damage and moving as quickly as possible to the next location. A bridge has been closed at Columbia's Bluff Road where it meets I-77. Victor Berno is a senior foreman with the Abbeville Maintenance Department, which has sent men to Columbia to help with repairs. He reviews the damage and the repair process.
We had a major washout on the bridge approach, and it took all the road fill out from under the road, but not the bridge itself. And so now we're back in here, we're doing a flowable fill mixture, and we've been dug out, and we're pouring it back now to stabilize that road, and then hopefully if everything goes right, we'll be able to pave it soon.
Flowable fill, used for many repairs, is a self-compacting cement mixture that's durable but easy to dig out if needed. The repair work has not just been going on since the sun came out. DOT maintenance supervisor Tim Stone and his crew have been working since the storm began.
For the first week, my crew did it at nighttime, removal of trees and blocking off of roadways. And we started last Friday on actually getting repairs done to the roadways. We were out in the storm when it hit. We was getting trees, and then we got all the trees, and we started trying to get some roads blocked off to protect the public from them, bad spots. So we've probably been about a week and a half at it without a break.
The backhoe is filling in spaces in the road shoulder washed out by the flood. Stone says it's important to keep the shoulder in good repair as much as the road surface.
Because if you don't get it built back up, next time it rains, it'll just wash out more and more and then more until you end up with a whole big problem than what we got now.
Across town at the intersection of South Carolina 215 and I-20, another bridge has been compromised. Construction engineer Bobby Usry has a similar problem to that of his comrades.
It got washed out pretty severe on the very ends of the bridge is where the pilings are on the pile caps and just the end of the bridge. The north side's a little more severe than this side. We've got to excavate down a little bit, build the embankment up that's under the bridge a little, fill it with flowable fill on the back side on the approach side, and get it ready.
Usry lists a few possible problems that could be found when the crews get into the dirt around the flooded area.
It's loose soil that's been compromised by the floods that came through. You know, getting in there and finding a void under the bridge that you can't see from above, something like that.
Usry's 13 men have come from Aiken County to offer assistance. He says crews from around the state routinely help each other out in times of need. Usry says that this is his crew's first week working on repairs, but it won't be the last.
My guys are here from Aiken County for 5 days. We're basically working during the week, staying up here. We'll return home on the weekends and then do it all again the following Monday. And we'll be here for the next several weeks doing whatever we need to do.
His feelings were echoed by Stone.
We can do what we got to do.
And Berno.
We're ready to go. Wherever he says go and what we need to do, we're ready to go fix it.
Stone and Usry say that if the weather remains good, as is predicted, traffic should be flowing across both bridges in about a week. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.